This day marks 3 months after the terrorist attacks when four hijacked airliners crashed into the World Trade Center towers, into the Pentagon, and in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. We wanted to return to each of those places today for an update. And we begin with NPR's Margo Adler at the site of the World Trade Center in New York. Margo, what's it look like right now?
Well, it looks very different than it did perhaps a month ago or 2 months ago. Remember, we're talking about 16 acres. It's huge. And originally, the rubble was six stories tall. And they've taken out about 600,000 tons of debris and 120,000 tons of steel and metal. But if you look at it, it's the word I would use right now is regularized. In other words, it looks much more like a construction site. Much cleaner, it's much more sanitized, and the whole place seems sort of ordered in a way that it never was.
Who is working on the site now? How many people are there? Give us an idea of that.
Well, there are about 1,000 people, and these include demolition workers, engineers, metal workers, and of course firefighters and police. And it's important to say that even now there is lots of recovery of bodies and remains. As a matter of fact, in the last 3 days, six intact bodies, at least perhaps more, were recovered, and 188 human remains. As a matter of fact, there's been a total of 232 bodies recovered, and one of the statistics that just was sort of leaped out at me, 10,679 human remains. And they keep on revising, they revise the number of people that died and missing. At this point, they say that in New York, 3,045. But I don't think we're ever going to know.
Still big crowds coming to Lower Manhattan to take a look?
Absolutely. Most of the people at this point are right around where Trinity Church is, and that place is entirely covered with memorials, poems, sheets, shirts, flags, Japanese cranes. And one of the oddest things that I noticed here is that there are literally hundreds of people dressed in little red bibs that say prayer changes things, and they have little booths all over the place that say prayer stations.
Thank you, Margo.
Thank you.
NPR's Margo Adler speaking to us from the World Trade Center in New York.